Okay, let's see. First of all, in the Torah, it's packed with dreams. That, you know, with Yaakov Avinu and Yosef and Sarah and Avimelech. The Torah Zichr gives a lot of credibility and strength to dreams. There's no question. Okay. Paroi and this. Sarmash gives it. In Tanakh, you guys heard of Tanakh? Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech. In Shleim HaMelech's dream, he was offered everything in the world, and he got it. Chachma, gelt, and power, and everything. So dreams we take seriously. In Shas and Paiskim, should I just show you, like, you know, do we reckon with dreams? Should I just show you in a moment all over Kol HaTorah Kula in the 1,705 Simanim that there's dreams everywhere. In Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya, Reish Lamed Dalet, over there it talks about where a person in a dream gets put into Chayrim. You get put into Chayrim in a dream, okay? Me, the day I learned this Gemara Punk that night, obviously I got put into Chayrim in my dream, but whatever. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to because may, and even if in the dream they matted the cherim, they took you out, but maybe that part of the dream was shtusim, was dvarim betalim. Maybe that part of the dream was dvarim betalim. So you have to have a hataras. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei and Reish Yud talks about a person that makes a neder in a dream. If you make a neder in a dream, it could be that you have to be matted that neder because maybe it means you thought about it during the day. I have to tell you a story to Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim once had a dream that he got rich. You got a dream, you got rich. I have machlekes with my two rebbeim, with Rav Schwab and Rav Pam. I can't remember who said which way. The next morning, the Chavetz Chaim fasted. It's a big fight between my rebbeim why he fasted. I forget who said why. One said he fasted because by him, being rich was a terrible calamity. So, you know, he woke up in the morning and he the written Nisayin of being rich was something which was a calamity for him. So he fasted. Others, I can't remember who said which way. Say, no, the Chavetz Chaim knew that what you dream about at night is what you think about during the day, and he was chayshin. Maybe during the day, I thought that I want to be rich, so for that he fasted. You know, that's the so dreams we take there in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Gimel. What's Simen Pei Gimel about in Yeridaya? Very good. It's about fish. How do you remember it? Pei Gimel, gefilte fish. Right over there, we pass in halacha based on a dream. There was a fish called the barbuta. Remember what the barbuta was? What? You remember what the barbuta is? What? Small one? Small is not a herring, sweetie pie. Yeah, it's a sturgeon. It's a big machlekes. If it's sturgeon, yeah, small one. You see one of them like, right? It's not small. And when the sturgeon was a huge fight in Klal Yisrael, is it kosher? You know that fish need to have fins and scales and whatever. So she has scales, right? But normally when you take off the scale, it just comes right off. These ones, you have to like yank and she's not happy when you start taking off like toenails and things, you know what I mean? Like in the beak. So it's a big fight if this is kosher or not. The Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Baal Tayis Viz, he held that they come off in the water, you know, in hot water, they peel. So that's kosher. That night he had a dream. One of the Baal Tayis. He had a dream. In the dream, they came out and they were serving him his meal and they pick it up, voila. They pick it up and it's filled with shrimp and what's the other one? Lobster, crustaceans. What are the ones again, the kosher sushi stores. What are they called?
Crab.
And they tell him here. He says, wow, I don't eat that. It's treif. He says, no, you hold this as mutter too. So he saw in the dream that in Shemayim, it's vice dice that he's making a mistake about the sturgeon, and he paskin, you can't eat the sturgeon. The Night of Yehuda, 600 years later, says, it's a shame that he listened to the dream, because the Chazal say you don't have to listen to a dream, and I paskin that it's mutter. You know, do we listen to dreams? Do we not? In Tafresh Nun Aleph, there's halacha about taking your lulav and your esrig, and you must hold them together. You must hold them together while you do the bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, where's the makor for this? There was a great Jew named the Rikanti, who was in a Mekubalim. He came to a town, and he was staying by a certain person. That night, he had a dream. In the dream, he was writing, this is all in Beis Yosef, this is Tafresh Nun Aleph. It's not like some fairy tales. We'll get the fairy tales in a moment. But it's Yud, K, Vav, he wrote on one line. On the next line, he wrote K. Like Yud, K, Vav, K. So Rabbi Kanti said to him, what are you doing? You don't write the Shem Hashem like that. What are you doing? So he said, that's how we write it over here in our town. He said, well, you're doing it wrong. Okay. The next morning, he doesn't understand the dream. He comes to shul. He sees the person who's, you know, his host, and he's holding the lulav over here. You know, chevra sometimes, like, you know, over there, and that's like over there, like that, right? And you know, he's like those chevra that they come to daven shmoneh esrei. You know, when we were little, they told us that the feet are supposed to be together. It hasn't changed, right? But sometimes you see a guy like as he gets older and the legs get like wider and wider. You see, like he comes to daven shmoneh esrei, right? You know. you know exactly what I'm talking about. Right? You know what I'm talking about. So he sees him the next morning. And he says, now I understand, because in Kabbalah, the Shemus of Hashem are all in the Esrog and the Lulav. That's the Yud, that's the Kei, the Vav. So you were making them on separate lines. They have to be together. We pass in Halacha based on that dream. As you see, we take dreams seriously, right? In Chesh and Mishpat, in Ebenezer, in Agunas. In Simon Yudzayin, there was a story with the Plotzker Goyim. And it's brought down that a lady was in Aguna for about 3 years. A year and a half. A year and a half is a different story. There was a lady who was in Aguna. I'll tell you that story. Different. But there was a lady who was in Aguna for 1.5 years. And finally the husband came to the mother. Why he didn't come to the wife is an interesting question. But he came to his mother and said, why isn't anybody looking for me? I'm over here and there. I'm right there. They went the next morning. They found this body there. Obviously you couldn't make out the body. The Plotzker Goyim used the dream as one of the tzirufim to matter his wife. One of the tzirufim to matter his wife. You know, they had other tzirufim, it wasn't enough. So you see, sometimes we do take dreams seriously. But then there's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daflamid that the Shulchan Aruch brings down Chesh Mishpat and Reish and Hasif Tes. What? We sometimes do take a dream seriously. In Reish Peches, there's a dream over there. They told the person, over there, you're going to find, the father came to him in a dream. Right? I always tell my father, why can't you come to me? You know, right? There's $1 billion under the rock. He went there, he dug, and he told him in the dream, by the way, the money is not for us, it's Meister Shani. He went to one of the Amorayim, he told him, you know, Meister, the geld is yours, give the money to the yeshiva if you want, but it's yours. Right? It's yours. The dreamer, not loy ma'iliv, loy moirid. You know, imagine telling a Western civilized guy such a thing. Yeah. It all came from the knowledge of the dream, right? But don't worry, you're allowed to listen to the dream where to get the money, but you don't have to give it for Meister Shani, because dreams are not my love, not my so. Dreams is difficult, right? How do we, you know, accept dreams in Halacha and we don't accept dreams? So, and the Gemara in Bracha says pages and pages, and they say, like, you know, there's dreams al yedei Malach and the dreams al yedei Shein, and the dreams al yedei Malach, they taka, do say something. So let me tell you some stories first, then we'll get practical, right? I get Bachim calling me all the time, and it's, you know, I have a seminary girl called me the other day. I don't know what she is, but she starts out like this, you know, like, right? I had a dream that I don't want to say. Cry. Well, actually, she learned in Adar Satoya. No, but like, mom, I don't want to say. I was like, okay, you don't have to say, you know what I'm saying? But I start asking questions. Because I know the deal. The deal is that our dreams, the disciples used to say, are not exactly the same halakhic dreams that that they used to have. So I start asking questions. I say to her, "Do you watch movies?" "No." "Okay." "No." "Okay, no, because if you have in your head all this garbage, so then you know, mistama, you know." I tell her, "Did you hear of somebody that died today?" "Right." "No." "Did you hear of somebody that was hurt today?" "No." "Right." You know, you have to, whatever, right? You know, did you get into a fight with somebody today? "Yes, that person that I dreamed about." "Kaltu." "Kaltu, if you killed her." "Kaltu." "But she was wrong." "I don't want her to die yet." You get my point? That's what my Kabbalah in dreams is, to just, sometimes I'll get like a dream that I push and push and push and I'm not getting anywhere. You know, the guy isn't watching movies, and the guy isn't, he didn't hear anything today, and this and that, and pushing. Then there's rules. Then there's something called the Tainus Chalayim. There's also Duchening. Duchening, you know, it's a big, big zman to be mevatel the dream. Sometimes you could say what it says in the Siddur. If there's no Brayer, you could even say it during the actual Duchening. Make sure you still say Amen to the Rechakha, right? But that's that. So let me tell you first, but we're real Jews. You know, the Rambam, when he was a little boy, the Rambam wasn't so into learning. You know those stories that you hear that, like, come on, the Rambam, right? This is what they say. So, you know, my mother was telling somebody, you know, that, Shragi wasn't always it, right? I thought, mom, you have to wait till 120 to say those stories. Not like, you know, the Rambam, 1,000 years later, the Rambam wasn't into learning so much. So his father kicked him out of the house, right? In those days, you know, get out, Rambam. And he thought his father meant like for good, So he was a little boy. I think he was, two. And he went to the shul. He was just thrown out of the house, right? And he went to the Arna Kodesh to daven that, you know, that he shouldn't become a nothing in life and whatever. And when they opened up the Arna Kodesh, he started to daven. He fell asleep. And he arrived Vekusa, he fell asleep. In the dream, he went to the Rima Gash. The Rima Gash was Mamisha, the Gdoile of the Rishayim. He was at the border of the Gainim and Rishayim. Mamisha at the Gvul. He was the biggest person of his time. He came to the yeshiva of the Rima Gash, and he asked the Rima Gash to come to the yeshiva. So everyone started laughing because he was a little kid. So the Rima Gash said, give him a chance, let's give him a faher. And they gave him a faher, and then after the faher, or during whatever, the Rima Gash took his hand and kissed the hand of the Rambam. Then afterward, the Rima Gash learned with him and then told him to go back and give a drush in your father's town, and his father came and kissed his hand. His father came and kissed his hand after the drasha. The Rambam woke up, the Rambam went back home, and the rest is history. The Rambam used that as a catalyst. I mean, if you get a dream that gives you chizik, and it gives you, tells you to, the Nevada, you know, that Reb Chatzkel, Zecherin Levracha, you all know about the story of the mirror in Shanghai, and all the stories. So one time there was a shmua that there's a bomb that's going to be, you know, dead center for the mirror, the factory that was over there. But basically, they were going to attack the mirror. And Reb Chatzkel was asked what to do. Reb Chatzkel said, nobody should move. He thought about it or whatever. He came back the next morning and said, nobody move. We're not leaving here. It's dangerous to leave here. We're staying here. There was a bacher who, when he heard this, he was the bacher that brought the information, and he was very nervous about it. And he started to say that Reb Chatzkel's a roidif. And he got so, misragish from it, he started to run after Reb Chatzkel to hit Reb Chatzkel. So the Bachrim quickly stopped him. I mean, imagine that he has information. They're going to blow up the place. And Reb Chatzkel says, don't move. Right, we're all staying here. He started to run after Reb Chatzkel. He wanted to kill Reb Chatzkel, and they held him down. Reb Chatzkel, with all of the calmness in the world, came over to him and said, you think that I make these decisions on my own? This story was made by all of the great, the mirrors that came back after it, all said over the story. The mirror in Brooklyn, somebody, one of the Altamirs, said over the story. And the other Altamirs were sitting there going like this. The Reb Chatzkel said in front of all the Bachrim, he said, you think I make these decisions on my own? When I have a decision like this, so one of three people comes to me. The Alter, the son-in-law of the Alter, or Rabbi Rucham himself. You understand? I don't make these decisions on my own. When did it come to? In my dream. All the decisions are made when the Alter, the son-in-law of the Alter, or Rabbi Rucham himself comes. They're big people, Rabbi Yisai. Big people, big dreams, right? You know, the Baba Sali. I haven't told you a story about Baba Sali or not. I told you a story. So there was a lady, a lechilaini lady. And whose idea was this with the dreams? It was you. No, we're not going to get it. This is what you were worried about. It's okay. It's not so bad.
It's fine.
So the lechilaini lady that she kept having this recurring dream. She married him, whatever, and she kept having this recurring dream. Her husband said to her, she went to her mother. Every night, this person wrapped in a turban comes to me, and he tells me I have to come to him already. She starts describing him. So she's like an old Spanish Baba lady, this woman. She says, does he look like that? That's the guy. The Baba Sali is calling you. So she went to Be'er Sheva to the Baba Sali. He said three nights in a row, come to me already. It's serious. Come to me already. There's outside the line of the Baba Sali. He's got a whole line outside his door. The Baba Sali turns to the Hoyz Bacher. How do you say in Svardi, Hoyz Bacher? The Bachur Hoyz. I don't know. You know, like the Gaba. How do you say in Svardi? What? Shamash, right? He tells the Shamash, she's here. Davio Tachshav. Imagine the poor Gabbai of the Baba Sali, right? Who's here? What's here? Achshav, Achshav, she's here. He just goes out, right? She's here. Come inside. So there she is on this long line, Mistamat's her, because she just came. He comes inside. Baba Sali says to her, 3 days I'm calling you. What took you so long? 3 days I'm calling you. What are you calling me? You're pregnant. The mother said, excuse me. Nobody tells me, you know. You're pregnant. You have this and this sickness. And you have to go right away to this and this doctor. And the baby will only be healthy if you call him Sali. Right? Okay. Who told over the story? He's Sally, 20 years later, learned in the yeshiva, he became a bal tshuva. And he went to this Zamir Cohen. He's like some famous guy over here. He went to his yeshiva, and he just told me the story. He told me the story. I guess he probably tells it to everybody, right? But I just had to speak to him about something, and he just told me the story. It's a, there are dreams. You know, there are dreams. You know, sometimes a dream that gives you chizik and a dream that tells you something to do something heilig, it means something, right? You know, the Rav Gifter Zichron Livracha used to tell over a story. Rav Gifter is a great Jew. One time, the Rav Gifter was going with eight Talmidim somewhere. I forgot the story where he was going, but they were going with eight Talmidim somewhere, and there was sometimes like a snowstorm or something, and he got caught in like the middle of nowhere. I mean, like, Mamish, way outside Flatbush. I'm saying it was like, you know, the middle of nowhere, Mamish, right? Maybe like left of Muncie or something. Mamish, like, no shaykh. He came to, in the airport, they were stuck there or something. I don't even know if it was the airport or bus station or something. I don't know what the story was. I don't remember. If anybody remembers the story, you know the story? You remember, sir? I don't remember, sir. So they didn't have a minion and whatever. And so Rav Gifter, one of the Talmidim, went over to somebody that was there. And he said to them, do we have a place that we can privately pray and whatever? So the person that was there said, you guys can't pray. No shaykhus looking person. He said to him, you can't pray with only 9 people. You guys need 10. He said, it's true, it's punkt, yeah, but like we don't have a choice. He said, well, I'm the 10th. You're a Jew? Yeah, I'm a Jew. So he says, okay. He said, okay. And they daven together and he said Kaddish. He said like this. He said that he has not been from in whatever, 20 years. He said his father came to him and said to him that he has no rest in Gehenim until his son is going to say Kaddish, and you still haven't said a Kaddish. So he kept having this dream, and he told him, give you something. It's not like, you know, some like weird Rebbe's strange fairy tales. Rav Gifter was like a Litvisha fellow that, you know, these things didn't go over there, right? And he used to tell over the story. He said that he came to the father kept coming to him in the dream, and the father said to him, if I send you a minion, he was in the middle of nowhere, right? If I send you a minion, you'll say Kaddish. He said, yeah, if you send me a minion. Yeah, is that a minion? So Gifter's whole crew had to get stuck there so that they can have a minion for this person so that he can get out of Gehenna. There are dreams that do actually... Now, how to have good dreams? So Chazal already said, if you say Kriyas Shema Lamita, you say Kriyas Shema Lamita, it's a good investment. Everybody say, you know, you could sleep like 8 hours like a goy. You know, when you're going to go up to Shemayim in 120, you can have right away a third of your life. I mean, for some people, it's like a half of the life. Some people, it's like the whole life. But you can have like a third of your life right away, the biggest tzaddik in the world. At the smallest investment with the greatest dividends in the whole world. All you have to do, when you go to sleep, if you say Kriyas Shema Lamita, you're a Jew. And then the next 8 hours is all based on that, right? So for a third of your life, you're going to go up to Shemayim and say, this is such a chaval, like these 8 hours over here, every single night, you could have been, you know, and now you're just a kike, you know. It's such a chaval, you know. Such a chaval, right? What? The more the better, right? No, and that's a good schooler for having good dreams. And another way to have good dreams is also, if you have like a big steak before you go to bed, Chazal say, that's no good. It's going to make you have all types of weird dreams. Yeah. That's why, the first question I forgot to tell you, I asked this girl, the night before, did you have like, you know, like a big, you know, perhaps a murdered goat? Bah, you know, like it's like a shawarma before you go to bed or something like, no. You know, but you guys, the first question, right? What did you eat last night before you went to bed? You know? Because I'll say. Yeah, poppers, you know, I dreamed this guy died. Because I'll say a morning dream, a dream at the end of the night, has more credence. Because it's more fresh, it's more halig. You know, your neshama, when you go to sleep at night, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes your neshama, the Gemara says, like a grasshopper. Right? And it skips in, you know, and it's attached, it leaves the body behind, and it goes and it's meshaitit in the oilamis. And then in the night, that's why when you wake up in the morning, the neshama comes back in, pushes out all the tumor, goes out through the hands, lach, right? Through the right hand and the left hand, you know, because you guys wanted that, right? The right hand, the left hand.
Which order?
No, for sure. The Rebbeinu Shalom's a righty. He's not a balmum, you know? We'll get there. Right? But, so, don't feel bad if you're a balmum, because the Gemara Bechayr says that, you're a kohen?
No.
You don't know you're a Bechayr?
No.
All right. But, you know, you're a Jew, you know, but the... The Bechor, it says that a Kohen is not allowed to be Oivid if he's a Baal Mum, and one of the examples of a Mum is a lefty. But nobody has to worry, because when Mashiach comes, when the Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to heal all the Baal Mum, right? And they're all going to become righties. It does, you don't have to like feel the, you have to feel bad about this. But anyways, how do I get into that? The grasshopper, the neshama flies around like a grasshopper. By that time, he's so filled with Kedusha, he's so filled with Chalayim Gepak and Kedusha, that what? That by that time, he comes back, the dreams might have reality to them. So sometimes a person has a dream, and it gives him chizik, it tells him that he should do something with his life, right? It's true, most of us, you know, our dreams aren't like, but sometimes he has a dream that he gets a message. He gets a message and he's being told to go. Somebody came to me the other day, Corona, everything's the other day. But he came to me about 3 months ago, actually, before Rosh Hashanah. He came to me, told me he had a dream, and in the dream, he's being told over and over and over again by his Zayda that he should look, a normal guy. I'm not saying some like weird, you know, some interesting guy, right? Normal guy. He told me over and over and over again, he's having a dream. His Zayda told him he has to learn Nazir. It's like no shaykhis. It's like a bacher learning yeshiva. And Zayda kept coming to him over and over and over again, he has to learn Nazir. I started everything, you know. Did you think about Nazir during the day? No. Did you drink wine? No. You know? Did you?
Huh?
Yeah, Saita Bakulkula. Very good. You guys should take my job. Did you watch a Saita Bakulkula? Right? No. Right? No, but he's like a good boy. You know, he's not an evil bacher, right? You know, like he couldn't think what it was. He told me, but it's like can be very difficult for his schedule. It's very difficult to start learning Nazir. Nazir is not like the easiest Masechta and whatever, right? He said, Zayda came to him and the dream was over and over again, go learn Nazir, you have to learn Nazir. Okay? Right? So I didn't know what to do because I find it interesting. It's not a bad dream, it's not telling him that he has to fast and it's not something scary and it's not whatever, but it's an interesting Shaila, right? Should he learn Nazir now? It's going to be difficult for his schedule. We can't think of what, I told him, did you learn a sugya during the day that you skipped? You know, like one of those sugyas, like, you know, it must be a Nazir, you know. But no, there's nothing. So I sent to Shadr Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, so what do you think he said? Right? Yeah. What do you think he said? What?
Learn Nazir.
What? Who says he said learn Nazir?
Is he married?
Yeah.
Not married. Not married.
It's too cool.
What? Who says he said to learn Nazir? That's how I have fun, Rabbi. Who says he said learn? Who says he said not to learn Nazir? Right? Who said that, you know, what's the other option?
Right? One dream or a few dreams?
One dream. One dream?
Oh, I thought it was a couple of dreams.
One dream. No, it was one dream, but it came back. I don't remember now. Now that I'm saying it, I think it was like in the same night. I don't remember if he said during the same dream he was mamish over and over, or if he came back twice in one night. I don't remember. Over and over and over again. Right? What? So he said like this. He said, learn Nazir. Right? Right? Lo, he wrote back. Usually he writes back just one word. It's like, you know, Cain, lo. So he wrote back, Cain. Right? We don't lose anything, right? So I wrote back. That announced the kasha, right? Because I wrote back, yes, mafsid. That's mafsid. If a bacher is learning this and he's going to start getting involved in nazir, right? So then, yes, mafsid. He's not going to have the same clarity for the other sugyas and the everything and this, right? So he wrote back again. I wrote back, Cain, lo, v'lo mafsid klum. You don't write back a third time or they stop reading your letters, you know? Man, the same guy, Shai Petrelis in my tittis, lo. You know, Shai Petrelis in my tittis, lo. Shai Petrelis in my tittis, lo. You know, what? Trash. You know? You understand? Like, lo mafsid klum, lo mafsid klum, lo mafsid klum, lo mafsid, right? So, what's the P.S.? You always like a happy ending of the story, right? So he's learned Nazir. No, sorry. You think it's going to be some exciting story? Yeah. No, so he came to, he had to see me. He asked me if I'll come because he was like a schmack in my mind and everything. He did nothing or whatever, right? So I had to see him. He said, Taki, he didn't understand the whole time. Lo mafsid klum, lo mafsid. You don't lose anything by learning Nazir, right? You don't learn anything by learning Nazir, right? So he said that to see him, that when he learned Nazir, you know, he always wasn't into Bikias. He was only into like Ian, right? And he was one of these guys that like didn't have a chaychik for Bikias and it didn't go. But now he just wanted to finish Nazir. He says now he has a moyer dik a chaychik for Bikias, right? Bikias. Now it's Rosh Hashiva sitting there saying, "Going, we want to like rice in Korea, you know, like you know, like going give out, right? Loy mazikun me, you know, I'm thinking, Trump for president, you know, like, yeah, you got it." Nevertheless, klum. Sometimes you have a dream; it pushes you. Right? I'll tell you one last story, and then it's over. But if you understand the dream that gives you Agmas Nefesh, we have to find out if you should stop what you're doing during the day. Yeah? A dream that is pushing you in Ruchni. So listen to the dream. It doesn't suppress Ruchnish, right? You know? And how to have a good dream, Krishma Lamita, right? The Baba Sali, you know, if he comes through in a dream, go, right? The Rambam, he pushed the Rambam, right? There's lots of stories, you know. But Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish had a dream. I'll finish with this. In the Chazon Ish's dream, Chaim Moshe told him to, he has to read Toivel the Kalim, right? And then he said goodbye to him. Right? Kids in the morning when he woke up, so the Chazon Ish was misupik if he should go to Eretz Yisrael or not. If you stay in Vilna. Right? Imagine what would have been if the Chazon Ish stayed in Vilna. But the Chazon Ish woke up in the morning and Chaim Moshe told him that there was a problem in the Mechir's Chametz. And when he sold the Chametz, he also sold the Kalim. So Melo, the Chazon Ish has to toivel all of his Kalim. It's a toivel all of his Kalim. Yeah? And the Chazon Ish held that if that part of the dream is true, then the other part is true also. So they asked the Chazon Ish afterward, they asked Rechaim Kanievsky, we know it's not true. A lot of times in a dream you have Dvarim B'Talem. Gemara says, you could have in a dream, you know, Emes, and you could also have Shtusim in a dream, that's it, right? So Rechaim said that when you have somebody who's so cool like Emes, right, so then it's not a kasha. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes you have a dream that it's called cool like Emes also. Sometimes you have a person that he has a chizik during the day and he has a dream in the night. So then that person, you know, so then you know, the one last thought, you know, Mamish last thought, you know. Last thought. No, it's nothing to do with dreams. But we say dreams, right? You know, there's a lot of us that we don't allow ourselves time to dream. What the Goyim called dream, to dream, you know? And we live in like the reality of the Hegbalah, of the limitations of what I can possibly become. Why do you have to do that? Why can't you have a dream? I'm not saying dream's not real. Why can't you think, what, you know, should I do what they probably do like in seminary or something? Yeah? You want to know? Okay, right. You're not going to do it because you're guys, but you'll do it when no one's looking, right? I can tell them, you know, close your eyes. Okay. You know, close your eyes. And you know, think about what I would want a Shabbos table to look like in 10 years. What would I want my Shabbos table to look like in 10 years? Right? Not what it's actually going to look like, or, you know, what I'm used to. What would I want it to look like? Ideal, a dream. What would it look like? Right? Now, there's a lot of things in life that we struggle with. There are things, the shyness, and all types of things that we do, things that we say, things that we watch, right? But if I have a dream, so then a lot of times, you know, the pratim and the difficulties, they fall off, because when I got to get there, it's just, I can't do this if I got to get there, you understand? But that's only, you know, don't worry, you don't have to actually do this, you just have to think about it, you just have to dream. And you know, what? You know, how much do I want to know how to learn a Daf Gemara in 10 years from now? When you have that dream, so then a lot of the difficulties that we have, they get fall away, you know what I mean? You know, and don't worry, dream's not reality. So dream has no limitations, it has no agbalas. Right? As much schnitzel as you could put in here. Yeah? Okay, good shot.